This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's freezing here. It's 25 degrees. I just got back from saying hi to the cows and feeding them 1,000 pounds of hay. That's a good start for the morning, and we'll do it several times throughout the day. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. 9933. If you'd like to dial the listen line 24/7, 605-477-3249. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Julia Shopik, honestmedicine.com. Welcome, Julia.
Hello. How are you, Vincent? It's so good to be back. I thought you'd never ask again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was telling our engineer, John, I was telling him about our first event together and how...
Oh, God. Go on.
Yeah.
Now tell everybody. So,
yeah. So I had met Julia Shopik on the phone, and the reason I met her was I had a friend and a coworker who had MS, and I thought there's got to be something we can do to help this lady. And so I sought out information on the internet and found Julia Shopik in her book called Honest Medicine. And so I invited her to participate in the Get Prepared Expo, USA Prepares Expo, in the early days. And so we decided we would do a teleseminar because she's in Illinois. And so we would do a teleseminar, and I did very few teleseminars, one with James Wesley Rawls and one with Julia Shopik. And so we were in the seminar room, standing room only. The seminar was packed. People were really anxious to hear what she had to say. And so we started the teleseminar. I was in the front of the room, and I introduced Julia. And then Mrs. Finelli ran in, and she said, "We've got an emergency. Someone just collapsed at the expo." And I happened to have I was the MC of the event, and I had the PA system microphone in my jacket pocket, my sports coat. And I said, "Julia, I got to go.
And you
we
said,
have an emergency.
Take it away.
We've got an emergency. you're on your own."
Oh, wow.
And what you didn't see, Julia, was there was a gentleman in the classroom, the seminar room, and he jumped in and took my place. He just figured that, okay, there was no briefing for him. I just said, "Here's what's going on. I've got to go right now." Very brief. He ran up, took my place, and worked with you. And to this day, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't either. He was terrific, though.
Isn't that nice? And then, so I got out on the PA system, and I called over the PA system in the convention hall for Dr. Shealy, Dr. Wallach. We had a few nurses. Julie Pennick was there. She's a nurse practitioner. And we had several others, Dr. Howard Shane, he's a dentist, and we called for help, and help arrived about 45 minutes later after this man was patched up. We had an emergency room doctor there. It was really, really great how everybody jumped in. So we took care of our own with our own, and it really worked well. And by the time the ambulance came, the man said, "No, I'm fine. I'm okay now. Thanks anyway." But that was our first event together. It was great that everyone was able to pull off his or her share, and I want to thank you for that.
Well,
so today,
I was a bit shocked, but it went well. So I enjoyed myself, and I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. And, well, here's another part that you may not have heard about that story. At the same time, there was a guy who decided he was going to broadcast live from our expo. And he was on the air and on his regular radio show. It was a Saturday radio show. And I got on the PA system, which was the loudest sound in the room. And I made the announcement that we needed help from doctors. And at the same time, Dr. Sheely was being interviewed by this man. And after it was all over, he said, "Vinny, like, what are you thinking? I'm on the radio and you're talking and you're interrupting my radio show." And he was livid with me because I responded to this emergency.
Oh, Lord.
Well, so suffice it to say, he was never invited back.
Oh, Lord.
So, Julia, you know, there's a story about your grandmother, and I'd love you to tell that story if you would.
Okay.
Who she was, what, met her.
Go on.
You never met her?
No.
What is that story?
The story is, Vincent, and by the way, one of the reasons that I like to tell the story is that there are two events, or three events, actually, that turned me into a patient advocate and into, you know, writing my book and into writing Honest Medicine, but that turned me into looking at the medical profession in a particular way, which I'm sure we'll get to in this hour together. But you're asking now about one of the stories, and it's true, is about my grandmother, and her name was Julia also. So even though I never met her, she died before I was born. I love to tell this true story about Grandma Julia. In 1928, she was told by Dr. Charles Mayo. I'm sure that name Mayo is known to your listeners. Dr. Charles Mayo told her and my grandfather that she had 6 months to live. She had colon cancer. And my grandfather, I must have taken after him and my father, because my grandfather said, like hell, you know, this is not going to happen. And he consulted the newspaper. It's called the Jewish Daily Forwards that he had helped start. He was one of the founders. And there was a doctor named Dr. Chlimenitsky who wrote a column, and this is incredible. We're talking 1928, Vincent, a column about treatments for serious illnesses that were being done in Europe, not in the United States. And one of the treatments that Dr. Chlimenitsky wrote about was a treatment in Germany, and it looked very promising for my grandmother. And my grandfather messaged Dr. Chlimenitsky, I guess in that time he called him, and they found out that it was a possibility. And my grandmother went to Germany with my Uncle Marco, who spoke fluent German, and she went for treatment. And the thing that happened was that she came back from Germany. Remember, she was supposed to have only lived 6 months, right? She came back from Germany looking as my mother. Oh, I forgot to tell you, my mother was 11 years old at this point, so she would have been left without a mother. Grandma Julia came back from Germany looking great, looking better than my mother had ever seen her look. And she lived 11 more years. And, of course, the doctors in the United States were embarrassed. I mean, they were puzzled. They were embarrassed. They had her looked over by all these famous doctors. Some of them, by the way, this will sound familiar to your listeners, they decided, well, she probably had never had cancer to begin with, but trust me, she had. And she lived 11 more years, and this is the best part. She ended up, every year, she would send a holiday card to Dr. Mayo, and every year he responded until he died. He died a few months before she did. So she outlived the doctor who told her she was going to die. And this is interesting. She lived 11 years. My mother had been 11 when my grandma Julia was diagnosed. So my mom was now 22 when her mother died. Quite a difference, you know. So, by the way, I hate to tell you what the treatment was that she got in Germany, because you're going to find out that they were ahead of even where we are now in cancer treatment. It was radiation, but it was radiation combined with oxygen so that it wasn't as damaging. This is all I can figure out. You know, obviously I couldn't have talked to Dr. Slimanitsky and the doctor in Frankfurt, you know. But people that I've told the story to who know cancer treatment have said that probably the addition of oxygen with the radiation had probably made it less toxic, which was why my grandma Julia did not suffer the side effects of the radiation. So this is one of the stories of how I became a patient advocate. How, I guess it's how I began to suspect that maybe the medical system doesn't always have the answers, you know? So that's it. Mm-hmm. That's a great story, I think.
Yeah, and the medical system also makes mistakes by the decimal.
Yeah.
Which is, and I, you know, I've seen medical mistakes. I've seen mistakes by the decimal. I've seen a patient get an injection of blood pressure medicine, a decimal point off, 10 times the dose,
yeah.
Drove the blood pressure down to not quite zero, but, you know, almost zero, where the patient almost died right in front of my eyes.
You know,
and
what?
Of course, do they admit it and say, no. Oh, here's what I did. Oh, no, no.
No, no, no.
They act like
that has a name.
Happened.
It's called death by decimal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible. No, the doctors don't admit it. And you caught the doctors doing that? I caught them also.
Absolutely.
Doing that. Me too.
Absolutely. I caught a nurse overdosing my son in with fentanyl. And I said, no, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want the pain meds. He doesn't want it. She had this bolus. She squeezed it, overdosed him. He coded right in front of my eyes, and I was out in the hallway screaming, code blue, code blue. And finally, and the nurse denied it. Right in the room where the doctors were trying to revive my son, the nurse denied it. The doctor believed me, used Narcan, revived him. Long story, but we... Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Julie Shopik's with us, and Julie, your dad, Dr. Lou Shopik, was a medical doctor, and what were his thoughts on modern medicine?
Oh, my goodness, and let's define modern at this point, because this my dad practiced medicine in the 60s and 70s. He died in the late 70s, and he was a doctor who, by the way, was trained in Switzerland, which may have had an influence on how he viewed medicine. But you bring it up because my dad, Dr. Lou Shopik, was another one of my influences that made turn me into a patient advocate and caused me to write my book, to write Honest Medicine. But my dad, as you pointed out, was a doctor, and he was a generalist. He was a general practitioner. They called it a GP in those days, and not a specialist, and he loved being a doctor. And he did not like his fellow doctors in the main. He had a few people he liked who were his fellow doctors, but he did not like his fellow doctors or the way medicine was going. He said that even then, it was mainly all about money. He would come in and he would say, and you know how when you're a kid, Vincent, you think your dad is full of you-know-what, right? And he would come in and say, you know, I just saw Mrs. So-and-so lose her left breast because Doc So-and-so needed a new car. And I was like, come on. You know, no, no, no. One day I said, Dad, why do you talk this way about your fellow doctors? He said, I am not kidding. Why? Who the heck would joke about something like this? And he proceeded to go on and tell me how medicine was all about money. and that he saw unnecessary procedures being done. And then he said, and this is the thing I always like to tell people, he said someday, he foresaw managed care is what he did. He said someday people are going to come along and rein these SOBs in, talking about his, you know, his fellow doctors. He said, unfortunately, those SOBs are going to be worse than our SOBs. So he foresaw managed care coming in and reining the doctors in. But the whole point that he was making is it was always about money, and it will always be about money. And my dad, to the contrary, loved being a doctor. He did not care about money particularly. He was one of the few people, when Medicare came into existence, he was able to make money. And let me explain. Not by cheating Medicare, but by being able to charge people he never would have charged because they couldn't afford it. So he said, oh, my goodness, you know, I can make $10 on this test because the patient won't have to pay. He would charge patients who could afford it, but not if they could not afford it. And one thing he said, he was also against, he said the area of specialization, it was just starting. And his fellow doctors, you know, were making fun of him for not wanting to become a specialist. He loved knowing the whole patient, going to their homes, you know, visiting with them. And his fellow doctors would say, you know, Lou, you're not going to make a lot of money this way. And he said, you know, the specialists are getting, this was in, again, the 60s and 70s. It's ridiculous, he would say. They only understand the body part that they have studied. So his famous quote, made famous by me, Vincent, is my dad used to say, things are getting so specialized that one day there will be a doctor of the big toe. And I'm afraid that has come to pass. There are actually doctors who are specialists in the left hand, specialists in the right hand. You know, as you know, doctors are just specialists in the little area that they know. And my dad was one of the first practitioners of, some of the doctors back there who would go to people's homes. They liked to know about the whole patient. My dad used to love visiting patients in their homes. He would say, you know, you can learn more about the patient in his home or her home than you can when they come to the office. So he was another one of my influences. You know, the third influence, of course, was when my husband, at the age of 40, was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. But that was the story of my dad, Dr. Lou Shopik. So thank you for letting me tell that. I love to tell that story.
I really appreciate that. And you hit on a very important point. I remember being in a doctor's office with another patient. I was just a driver. And it's clear that the doctors, the nurse practitioners, the nurses have no idea about the living arrangements of their patients. No idea whether it's roach-infested, animal-infested, or pristine. They have no idea.
Nope.
That's a really good point. And your father did. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're. When you go to the
theater,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Julia Schopik's with us, honestmedicine.com, and her books are available on Amazon. There's a link, page one, USAPrepares.com, page one. There's a post, and you can find links to this broadcast with Julia, other broadcasts with Julia and me, and a link to her website. And Julia, my dad once said, actually probably said it many times, that He was talking about specialization, and he said that's the process of learning more and more about less and less until you know absolutely everything there is to know about nothing.
Exactly.
I think he was right.
Your dad agreed with my dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go on, Vincent.
Yeah, he saw it. And, you know, I was thinking about your dad as a GP, a general practitioner, and I think about veterinarians. And, you know, sometimes, you know, veterinarians get treated as if they are not as good as medical doctors. And then a veterinarian might say, well, you guys only specialize in the nose or the ear or the eye. We have to specialize on many, many different animals and all of the body.
Yep.
So,
and you know what? Will Rogers, the comedian of long ago, once said that the veterinarian is much, much smarter than the human doctor because the veterinarian's patients can't tell him what's wrong, you know.
That's absolutely right. And by the way, we have several veterinarians here at USA Prepares, and they are absolutely delightful, brilliant, compassionate, and I just love broadcasting with them. Juliet, let's talk about multiple sclerosis. I have a friend whose mother has MS. And it's kind of frightening if a person has that, the debilitating disease, loss of motor skills and so forth. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're getting to my book, To Honest Medicine, because it's about several treatments, and four treatments to be exact, that doctors do not know about and that I am passionate about getting the word out about. And one of them is low-dose naltrexone. And low-dose naltrexone is a very, as the word says, low dose of another drug, naltrexone, that was FDA approved for another reason entirely in 1984. That's the background. And I've gone through the background very, very quickly. It's actually a very long, interesting story that I tell in Honest Medicine. But low-dose naltrexone started to be used in the 1980s. Dr. Bernard Bahari, who was the, quote, inventor of low-dose naltrexone. Remember I said it was FDA approved as naltrexone in 1984 at 50 milligrams. That's 50. And this brilliant doctor, Dr. Bahari, found that it was not very good. It was developed at 50 milligrams to stop addicts from getting high. They would take the naltrexone in the morning or at evening, whichever, and the next day they would not have the craving for the opiate, you know, for the heroin, even if they took the heroin. But he found that it was toxic at that high dose. But he also found that at very low doses, it really was wonderful for autoimmune diseases. The first one that he tried it on had multiple sclerosis. And I tell that story because the MS patients, multiple sclerosis patients, have taken low-dose naltrexone on as a cause. There are now thousands of patients with MS who have been, their diseases are not reversed. I just want to say that. One of the reasons I want to get the word out about low-dose naltrexone is that it stops the progression of a large number of people with multiple sclerosis, and their doctors will not tell them about it. It's a shame. But how far along is your friend's mother? How long has she had MS?
I don't know the particulars. I really don't. I've never met this gal's mom. I just heard the story, and I thought, you know, there's some options, and I don't think she's getting treatment that is viable.
Well, the bad part is, you know, I wouldn't be so passionate about talking about the treatments in my book, In Honest Medicine. They're all treatments for which the medical profession does not have, you know, for the conditions, does not have very good treatments. For instance, let's take MS. The treatments that are out there are very, very toxic, very expensive. And, you know, they don't work with a lot of patients. There's two of them that have a side effect. Are you ready for this? Of a brain infection that can lead to death. It's called PML, I don't have the whole long word in front of me, but it's a brain infection. And doctors give this drug, and it's infused. You know, they have to go to chemotherapy centers to get this drug infused. It's expensive, $60,000 a year, and can cause death. Whereas low-dose naltrexone costs about a dollar a day. It is not covered by insurance, but it costs less than your copay for these other dangerous drugs. And by the way, I don't mean to say that these drugs that are so toxic never work on anybody. They do, but not, you know, it's at a terrible expense in many cases. And I mean emotional, physical, and financial. So I try to get the word out. By the way, I'm writing another book now, totally with a co-author named Don Schwartz, and it's totally about low-dose naltrexone, and I have stories in there. In Honest Medicine, the stories, I urge your friend's mother to get Honest Medicine to read the wonderful stories in there by people who had MS, multiple sclerosis, and are doing much better thanks to low-dose naltrexone, or LDN. My book that's coming up is going to have stories of, are you ready for this? Lupus, Parkinson's, Crohn's, you know, all of these autoimmune conditions, Hashimoto's, I mean, just on and on. And it's going to have stories from people from other countries, too, because low-dose naltrexone is becoming famous. If you go on Facebook, which I know you're on, Vincent, there are 15 LDN Facebook groups, low-dose naltrexone Facebook groups, several of them in foreign countries like Italy, France, the Netherlands. And this is very exciting stuff, in my opinion. You know what is so good? The Internet is making it so that people are finding treatments that their doctors are not telling them about. Don't even ask your doctor about LDN. He or she won't know about it and will be very skeptical. There's a chapter in Honest Medicine in my book where Dr. Bert Berkson tells about how doctors are just not curious in most cases. They're trained and not educated. You know, they're not educated to think outside the box and to be curious. So I urge your friend's mother to look outside the box, you know, unless she's one of the people who is doing well. But you know what? I still, you know, the phrase "Doctor, do no harm." Well,
sure.
I think that going with the less toxic drug first is probably a wonderful idea.
Well, that's something Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on the air with me every Wednesday for 2 hours and has been for years, over 5 years, I think. He advocates, you know, taking the least damaging course of action, always the least offensive, the least toxic, the most safe, always.
Well, he uses LDN. I know that he does.
As a matter of fact, I put you in touch with him.
You did. He definitely uses it. And you know what? Loads of doctors, I don't mean to sound so negative, because loads of doctors are using it. The problem is, though, that they can't be really open about it. And everybody says, oh, they're afraid of being sued. No, no, no. They're afraid that their fellow doctors will come down on them, you know, for doing something that's outside the standard of care. It's very sad. But the good news is that patients, because of the Internet, are banding together. They're educating each other. And I even have a program. If any of your listeners are interested in convincing your doctor to let you try LDN for an autoimmune disease, I do coaching to tell you how to educate your doctor. Because patients will go in and say, oh, I heard this woman, I forget her name, I think it's Snopitz or something, and she wrote this book, I forget its name, but it says about this LDN, what do you know about it? Now you know the doctor's going to say that sounds terrible, you know?
Right.
So I teach people how to approach your doctor, what materials to share with them, because doctors will be more open sometimes if you know how to approach them.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Parkinson's. One of our instructors has Parkinson's. She has called in a number of times. to this broadcast, and she announced or told a story about her Parkinson's and discussed it with Dr. Norman Shealy. And I'm going to give her a call after the broadcast and tell her she might want to listen to this and pick up a copy of your book.
You know
that
what?
The book is called Honest Medicine.
Honest Medicine. And I have to tell you, maybe I should mention some of the other conditions. Did you know, Vincent, that there are over 100 autoimmune diseases that have been identified at this point? You know, given the food that we eat and the air that we breathe, more and more autoimmune diseases are coming out. But Crohn's disease has had wonderful results with low-dose naltrexone. Rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue, cases of asthma, because there can be an autoimmune component. One of the stories in my upcoming book is about a woman with lupus who she took 35 years before she finally was given low-dose naltrexone. And the man with Crohn's disease, it almost makes me cry when I tell you, 50 years after he was diagnosed with Crohn's, he found and took low-dose naltrexone and got better. So there are loads of, if people would like a link to all of these, to the names of diseases that are autoimmune, write to me at Julia at Honest Medicine, and in the subject line put link to autoimmune disease list.
Uh-huh. And Julia, when we come back after these few short commercial announcements, would you tell us some more of the diseases, the autoimmune diseases on this list? Crohn's, rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, lupus. I mean, so many people are on rescue inhalers. It's unbelievable. And I'm hearing more about Crohn's and arthritis. Let's talk about that when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Julie Showpix with us. Class, I posted page one of USA Prepares several links, and it has Julia Showpix's name, and you can listen to her broadcast with me. You can listen, or you can find the link to Amazon right there and the link to her website. And Julia, the cost of your book is $14.95 at Amazon. On Kindle, it's $8.99. Now, as far as I can tell, that's about one-tenth the cost of going to visit a physician. Is that right?
You're absolutely. And I wanted to say something else, and that is that if you look at the price of other books, you'll find that it's 300 pages, 310 pages to be exact. I purposely priced it lower than the going rate, you know, for books that long and with that much research involved, you know, and that much work, because I wanted people to be able to afford it who have illnesses. And it's worked out. People are buying it and they're loving it. But I don't think they would have bought it as quickly if it had been more expensive. Yes, it's about the tenth of a cost of visiting a doctor. And you asked about the diseases that might be helped.
Yes.
I like to tell people, I have a list for myself of, you know, because I'm asked this question, of the diseases that most people know about. But I do have a list also, as I said, if people want it, you know, of tons of diseases, you know, over 100 that LDN, that are autoimmune and LDN could work on. But here are just some of them. Psoriasis, asthma, Crohn's disease that we mentioned before, Hashimoto's and Graves' thyroiditis, which are both thyroid autoimmune diseases, lupus, myasthenia gravis, chronic fatigue syndrome, celiac disease, eczema, Hailey-Hailey, HIV, Lyme, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, sarcoidosis, scleroderma, Sjogren's, vitiligo, and ulcerative colitis. Those are, to me, I hate to use the word popular when talking about diseases, but they're the ones that are probably the most known. But there are many, many, many diseases that you, if your doctor has said, oh my God, it's an autoimmune disease, think of low-dose naltrexone.
And this is not something that you can buy over the counter. You have to go to a medical doctor.
You have to go to, yes. And not only that, but most doctors won't know about it. I have a list given to me by one of the patient advocates named Crystal Nason. She assiduously worked to collect the names of doctors who will prescribe it. I cannot put it online, but I can give you the names of the doctors in your state who will prescribe it. And here's another thing. It has to be compounded by a compounding pharmacy, and that's a whole other topic. But let me just say that when we were kids, the pharmacists used to compound their drugs. They didn't just get them from the pharmaceutical companies. They would compound them, and this is what compounding pharmacies do. And every compounding pharmacist does not know about low-dose naltrexone. I can get people a list of pharmacists that will compound it correctly. And so,
Julia, how do...
I'm sorry.
How do we get in touch with you? How do we get in touch with you?
They can write to me at julia@honestmedicine.com. They can get the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's also available on Kindle, Nook, Smashwords. I've tried to make it available to as many people as need it. And they can find me on Facebook, and I have a Facebook page for the book called Julia Shopik Presents Honest Medicine. I love Facebook. We didn't even discuss Facebook. It's my favorite. That and radio.
Julia, I only use Facebook once a day, and before the broadcast, I'll say, here's what we're going to talk about. Here are the instructors for today, and that's it. That's all I use it for. It's kind of one way. I don't use it to show pictures of our dog. It's only for who's going to be on and what we're going to talk about.
Well, I'm glad if I'm on it. I hope I am.
You are.
Okay.
You are. You're on it. Julia, thank you so much for being with us today. And we're going to have to do this again. The phone works both ways. You can call me.
You know I will.
Yep. Julia, thanks so much. HonestMedicine.com. I've got a copy right here in the studio. And if you get one directly from Julia, ask her to autograph it for you. That's what I have.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Julia.
Thank you.
Hour number two is coming up. Kurt Wilson, guns, ammo, reloading. And what happened to the 22s? That's what I want to know. And we're going to find out right after the top of the hour. News and class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.